We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hey, it's Zorik.
And Emma.
Hosts of the Date Podcast. We are super excited to do a show for you tonight, except for Emma. Emma is in mourning right now because...
I am in mourning.
There was something that happened just
recently. I already want to start crying.
Can you hold on for like 3 minutes?
Oh, gosh.
Just let me get through this first.
Okay.
Okay. So, what happened is... There was an episode of Game of Thrones... and it's the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've spent over, 8 years?
Yeah.
So we've invested almost, nine years.
Almost a decade, yeah.
Almost a decade of our lives in this show. And it's over.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. And so we're going to talk about that. And then we'll talk about how it relates to dating. And that's about it. This is kind of a sad show.
I think it's also just going to give me the space to grieve.
Yeah, so this is the time we can talk through things.
Am I going to be over it by the end of this episode? No.
I don't think so.
Am I going to hold on to this for the rest of my life? Yes. I was actually thinking earlier today, when my grandchildren come up to me and ask me,
why are you speaking so softly?
The finale of Game of Thrones. I'm going to be like, yeah, it was at your Aunt Edith's house.
Your grandkids.
We all had a party together and we roasted a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. And I cried. I cried a lot.
Okay.
That's my story.
I'm pretty sure you cried a lot.
That's what I said. I cried a lot.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I wasn't there because I know you had a party. But...
You didn't come to.
No. Because I just would hear crying the whole time.
Yeah, they even got me tissues this time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, is there anything else going on today? Any news?
Well, the one thing I do want to talk about that makes me a little happy...
Mm-hmm.
...is Downton Abbey. It's Downton Abbey.
What happened to Downton Abbey?
So the movie's coming out, and they are showing a little teaser,
mm-hmm.
and they already have a poster released for the movie that's coming out in September. So the teaser is Carson. Walking up to the castle, and that's all it is right now.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it is right now. And, however, like, the poster is obviously, like, Lord Grantham and Mary, Lady Mary, like, in the front, and then the grandma's in the middle, and then everyone else is kind of behind them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think, is he the main character, you think?
Who?
Carson.
Lord Grant. Carson and Mary, for sure.
I feel like Carson is. I like him a lot.
I was rewatching it again, trying to like make me feel better about Game of Thrones, and it didn't work.
I feel like when I'm old, I want to be like Carson. That's exactly who I want to be.
You already are.
What are you talking
You're
about?
You're already...
You lie.
...an old crotchety man.
I am. Like, I need to be home. Like, I don't even like to be around people, like, after work. I'm just, like, drained from everything else in life. Yeah. But I feel like I want to be...
I hate loud noises. I hate people. I hate people.
I hate going out. I hate driving. I hate food. I like to drink and sleep. That's all I do.
And not wear socks.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any more news? Is that it?
No, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really, like, not, like, in a good headspace right now. So, like, this is really bad, but okay. I don't care.
That's okay. Okay, for me, I have some news. I hung out with myself on Saturday. I had a day of... I got my eyebrows done. I got my hair cut. I got my teeth whitened. Right? Got my teeth whitened. And then I got a massage.
Oh.
And then I got a facial.
Wow.
Have you ever gotten a facial before?
Yes.
It's freaking crazy.
I'm a woman.
So, men out there, I had a facial. So I went to Massage Envy. We're not paid by Massage Envy. But I went, and it was an experience.
They can give me a free massage, though.
They could. We should have, like, a facial and massage day. Mm. I'll bring it next time. Yes. But what they do...
You make all these promises to me, and then you never go through.
We will go. We will go, and we'll report back, because it's going to happen. No, okay. But what they do is they, like... I was nervous at first, right?
They, like, touch your face.
They touched my face, so I laid down, and she started telling me all these things about my face, and it was like a war. She was like, ooh. I was like, oh, shit. So basically, she did cleanser.
Yep.
Then she put some toner on my face.
Yep.
Then she did, like, some exfoliation. Mm-hmm. Then she did some toner again and vitamin C. And basically, she put, like, six or so things on my face.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, but I don't know if I would like it. And the last part was, like, taking out all my blackheads. Like, all my blackheads.
Ooh.
And I don't know if she used her finger, but she used, like, a tweezer.
Oh.
And literally, it, like, I was crying the whole time. I was like, this fucking person is hurting me, and I'm crying. I'm a man. I am, like, think of Carson from that show crying.
Well, I feel like it's... Like, blackheads hurt, and it's sort of like if I were to pull, like, a hair out of your ear or your nose, like, that would still hurt, too.
No, but she was just, like, killing my nose. She found some on my beard, like, on my forehead.
Yep.
And it was quite the experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would probably do it again, but I think it just takes time to get used to that.
Yeah, it's like when you, I don't know, do you get your eyebrows waxed or threaded?
Threaded.
Okay. Did it hurt the first time you did it?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. And yeah. Now... How's your pain tolerance with it?
It's fine now. But it's... I felt like the whole blackhead experience was like...
Have you never used a Biore strip?
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to what they do.
Mm.
I can compare the blackhead experience to... Let's say I am the concrete on a sidewalk, and construction workers take a jackhammer to my face, and they just jackhammer my face for like 15 minutes. Yeah, it's crazy.
They jackhammered your face?
That's what it felt like.
That's very sexual.
They jackhammered my face because it was a facial. But that's what happened. And then after that, I bought 3 suits.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was quite the day, guys. So yeah. All men out there, you know, when people say self-care, I think, who says that a lot? Julianne says that on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Self-care and the everyday therapy peeps out there. But for men, that's the epitome of self-care. Oh, and I went to the gym.
Nice.
So, like, that was, like, my day. That's my perfect day.
You did, like, external beauty, internal beauty,
mm-hmm.
kind of, like...
Yeah. And
everything.
Let me add one more. Oh. I bought a book called, shit.
The Cool Guy's Guide to Romance?
No, that's the book
guy's
from.
Guide.
Yeah, that's the book from last week from Spencer, which is a great book too. But I bought a book called Radical Candor because I'm a big boy now. And so it teaches you how to give feedback as a boss.
Oh.
Yeah. And how, like, the first part of the book was talking about how Steve Jobs would say, your work is shit. And just, that's his feedback. And it just kind of just dissects how that's okay, but you shouldn't use that kind of tone of language. And typically you kind of say, you kind of like bring out the good parts of what he's doing or she's doing. And then you go into the feedback, but you shouldn't use that tone. So
yeah, I've always been told like do like 2 negatives and a positive or something.
Well, they say do a shit sandwich.
Yeah.
Basically, the bread is a compliment. The shit's in the middle, and then, like, the bread like
yeah,
the
it's
bun.
Yeah, another compliment.
Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. I feel like that's disingenuous, you know? And if someone did that to me, I don't know.
You're really good looking. That shirt's really ugly. I really like the way your hair looks.
Emma.
Don't, you can't pick on me today.
Emma,
I'm sad.
Emma, I love your hair. But you have really bad breath.
Yeah.
But you have a great outfit on.
Thanks.
That's the worst thing you can say to somebody. Like the shit sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And then so I bought the suits and I got them fitted. They don't fit right now, of course. But there was a question.
Yes.
Very important question, guys. And this is like a man's episode today.
I think it is.
The question is, men and women. Women, do you prefer a man who wears a fitted suit with no socks?
I'm about to look at it on Instagram.
Emma, so tell me what you think, and I need your explanation on why or why not.
So,
stop looking on Instagram right now.
Okay, fine.
So if Jason Momoa came to you with a suit and no socks on, how would you feel?
It just grosses me out.
Why?
Like, if he's wearing the no-show socks, like, that'd be okay. But if he's not wearing any
yeah.
socks
Think
at all.
Think about it just like no-show socks. How about that?
But, like, so then that would still be wearing socks.
Yeah. So my point is, should I show skin or not show skin?
Well, you didn't make that very obvious. You said no socks or socks.
Did you post that already?
Yes.
Well, shit. yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Like, should I? So, like, if I'm sitting in a meeting, board meeting.
I think it also just depends the suit that you're wearing. If you're in a board meeting and you're not wearing socks, I'm going to judge you for it.
Why?
Because I think that's...
I'm pretty hip.
But it's like... So, one of our friends, I was just texting him, and he, like, made the point of if you're, like, going out and it's casual, it's fine. But if you're, like, at work and it's business, you need to show socks.
Damn it. Okay, fine. So we posted that on Instagram, and we will see what everyone thinks.
Yep.
But JJ,
oh,
my best friend, says...
You're calling him out by his name.
Yes, he says, no socks.
Y'all
I agree.
Are weird.
I agree.
You're weirdos.
But okay, we might be overruled.
I hope so.
But then I was like, well, if my pants... are short enough. Do I need to shave my legs?
Oh, that's a good question too.
Yeah. So do you? So if I'm wearing no-show socks, so it's like opens up.
Yeah,
Pandora's,
I think it.
Pandora's
then
box.
I think that yes, you do need to shave.
Because
nobody wants to see like too much of like a hairy situation.
Yeah.
Like if I were to have hairy legs and like wear skirts and shorts all the time, is that something that you would find attractive?
I would throw up.
Exactly. That's how I would feel like, about seeing your hairy leg.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
So that's the question of the week. Socks? Well, no show socks or socks that show.
Sure, but we didn't word it that way, so it's wrong.
We'll see what happens. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about Game of Thrones and dating.
Okay. Okay. This show just reminded me that in order for you to be successful, you can't do it with a boo thing.
That's a great point. Let's talk about that. So you're saying that if I want to be successful, I cannot have a wife or a girlfriend or a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Why?
I think John put it best. And I'm trying to find the quote.
Well, I think John... But this is a different context. It's like life and death.
Right.
Yeah, so...
But I still think that it makes, like, a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, yeah, so it's... love is a death of duty. And I think that...
Love is the death of... Like, poop? Duty?
No, like D-U-T-Y, dummy.
Okay. That's a little extreme for me. But I see his point.
Yeah.
Because maybe he's saying you have to choose between love and career. And his career was to be the king of the seven kingdoms or something.
And he didn't, yeah. Oh, spoiler alert, by the way, guys.
Oh, okay. This is a spoiler alert all over the place, okay? So I wanted to ask you something, Emma. Bran.
Oh.
Bran with his resting bitch face.
I'm high as resting, all the time.
Resting bitch face in every episode. So he won. He's the king now of the seven kingdoms, or
gosh,
ruler.
It makes me so angry because he like did nothing. It's like this, you know, like the memes are showing up and it was like Bran's the kid that like did nothing on the project and did an A+ and like Jon did all the work and he like fails at life.
So
I'm starting to cry. Just
my analogy is you need to keep crying, but does that mean, so Bran is the most gentle man I've ever seen.
Gentle.
He's gentle.
Gentle.
He's nice. He's very
ruthless.
Calm. No.
He's ruthless in a very like quiet
I don't think he
way.
Is. All
yes.
He knows, he just knows the future or the past.
He let Theon die.
Did you know what Theon did to Sansa?
I know. Wait, no. He like saved her, no?
No. Well, he knew what was going on. She was being raped by that guy.
By yeah.
Yeah, but Ramsay, and he could have stopped it, but he didn't stop it. Anyways.
Well, yeah, and like he came back to like protect Winterfell, and then he still died.
He did.
And it was a stupid death.
But it was a dumb death because he ran to the Night King like an idiot. Okay, so my point here is, Bran, I think, is a nice guy.
I'm taking my glasses off.
And in this case, a nice guy finished first.
That's some crap.
Does this happen in real life where nice guys finish first?
No.
No?
If you do it right, you're supposed to finish last.
Yeah, you're supposed to finish last, but he finished first. Yeah.
Ugh. I can't believe he got the throne. Like, why did we have to go through all this crap if Bran was going to get the stupid throne?
Well, you know what? I think, I was telling you, Vegas got it right.
I know, but you know? Like, Danny went through so much stuff. Shut up, stop laughing at me.
She did go through a lot.
And,
but
like,
the thing with Danny,
she lost it all. And then, like, she fell in love. And then that made her stupid.
What
she
is that
guy? Got rejected. Ugh. And then Jon fell in love too.
Did you see that part?
Stupid.
Did you see that part? Okay, so here it is. So Jon Snow killed Danny.
And it was not necessary.
I mean, I think it was. She went crazy.
I mean, she did, but like,
yeah.
Oh. So my heart just hurts.
I equate that to a breakup. Like, he broke up with her in like the most ruthless way. Right, and then I guess your point to, you know, duty over love.
Yeah.
So I guess he had to do it. He had to do it.
And I know that he had to do it. And then like Tyrion was like very calculated whenever he's like, "What about your sisters?" Because like he knew that like Sansa and Arya would not bend the knee. Like, but still like, oh, like Jon just had to like sacrifice himself just to go back to the Night's Watch. Like,
how did you feel whenever he like stuck the knife into?
I cried. I yelled. I like screamed.
Did you really scream?
Yeah.
I was screaming. I stood up. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe he did it." Because I thought maybe Danny would have killed him.
Yeah.
But I think the most tear-jerking part was when the dragon was nudging Danny.
When Drogon was like, it was like Simba and Mufasa all over again.
I know.
Oh.
That was so sad. How did that make you feel?
I don't know, Zork. Am I in tears right now?
So that was like the most tear-jerking part of the show.
Yeah, it just like, these writers, it just like makes me feel like, don't fall in love with someone because it's going to screw you over. Mm-hmm. That's why I felt like that was the message. And like Sansa and Arya, like, were both very successful. Like,
because they didn't date anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like when Arya got proposed, she was like, no. And then Sansa was like, no, I don't want to be married again.
Yeah. But I don't want people to shy away from like love because, you know, I think Game of Thrones makes it an extreme. I think you can do both. You can be successful and be in a relationship, I believe.
Give me one Game of Thrones character that was successful in their relationship.
One? Well, everyone's fucking dead, though. That's the thing. But I think... I can't.
The show ruins lives.
It does. It ruins love, too.
Yeah, it did.
Because, you know, you think you love somebody, and then she goes crazy, and then you kill her.
I mean, wonder what would have happened if, like, Drogo had never died.
No, I think it would have been the same. Right?
I don't know.
So, and it also shows, like, how also men are controlled by logic. Most of us, more than emotion.
How so?
Because, like, you know, Tyrion was like, okay, you need to end it or something, like, in other words. And he knew it, too. And so he did it. Right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think men, obviously, I think to me, were more logical in a sense.
Yeah.
But correct me, Emma.
And then Brienne. Brienne fell in love too, and look how that did her. Mm-hmm. She lost it too. For a fuckboy.
I think she had something for him for a long time. And he knew she was vulnerable because she's never had penis in her life.
I think there was a part of him that, like, wanted to, like, love her too, but, like, his love for his stupid sister was too much.
I know. That's crazy. But still, I think Brienne was vulnerable and, you know,
he saw
that and he took advantage of her.
He did.
Yeah, we don't like him right now.
Fuck boys are the worst.
And then he runs back to his sister.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous too. And they died together, which they deserve it.
I mean, they did, but it was like when Tyrion saw them dead. Oh my gosh.
That was so sad.
Like, poor Tyrion. Like, he, like, his whole goal was to save them, and he couldn't do it.
I think that was the whole goal. He let his brother go.
Because he, like, you know, as much as Cersei and, like, Tyrion hated each other, like, they actually loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, blood. That's your blood sister, right? So he's going to do everything he can to save her sister.
I'm just sad.
But, yeah, that's what happened. So they both died. So who's going to be a better king? Joffrey or Bran?
Ugh, Bran.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Joffrey liked to kill everybody.
Hmm.
He was a legit, like, dictator.
But Bran is the epitome of a...
know-it-all?
Laissez-faire manager.
He's the dating.
He's an absentee manager, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It doesn't relate to dating. But I'm saying, I don't know if Bran's going to be a good leader or not.
Well, we will never find out because it's over.
So I was kind of interested in the point where Grey Worm and Jon Snow kind of bowed up. Right?
Yeah.
Who has a bigger penis? Grey Worm? Jon? Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I was just wondering. Because I would think Grey Worm could date Dany also. He followed her.
He did, but they had more of a sibling love. And then he lost her too.
Who? Grey Worm? Baby Barack.
Baby Barack Obama lost to Daenerys.
But it happens, you know?
And then he lost the love of his life too.
That
made him weak.
No, he got mad.
No, but like in the moment, like when she's dead, like when they're killing her, it made him weak. Like love made him weak. And then after she was dead, he was like, I don't care anymore. I'm going to do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And he did.
Yeah, he got on a little rager.
He did.
Right. He started the first of that last episode. He started just killing people.
Yeah.
And John's like, what?
Masande gave him humanity, and then it was gone.
Yeah. You see what men will do? Like, I think that goes to show that, like, after a breakup, you know, we're all not right in the minds. Like, we're emotional, we're angry, we missed a person, you know, we hate the situation and we're like, fuck it.
Are you describing your relationship or my thoughts about Game of Thrones?
No, I'm describing when someone goes through a breakup, right? Because when you went through a breakup, weren't you like, you weren't sane.
No, that's true.
Yeah, your emotions.
I don't think I'm sane right now.
No, you're not sane. But your emotions are up, down, left, and right.
Yeah.
And you get crazy. That's what happens.
Like me right now.
Mm-hmm.
My emotions. At least I won my pool.
So what happened in your pool?
I won.
You won that Bran would have...
I won first place. No, nobody guessed that idiot was going to win. Gosh, he's the worst.
But what did you win?
I won money. I don't know how much. I have to do the math.
$1 billion.
I wish.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so sad, you guys. This is horrible.
So what's next for you, Emma? You spent all your emotion, all your emotions were spent on this show.
I know.
And I think we hosted the best episode 3 here at my place. Yeah. Besides the pig.
But I think like, what am I supposed to do now? Like,
what are you going to do?
What am I supposed to look forward to?
I think we should interview you in 6 months from now and see where is Emma after the Game of Thrones show has ended.
I, couldn't stop crying all day. It was horrible.
Mm. Are you dating right now?
No.
No? Are you on Bumble, Tinder?
No.
Are you on Hinge?
I'm too depressed right now to do any of that.
Oh.
I'm too sad. Game of Thrones has ruined me.
You'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm going on a cruise next week.
Okay. Do you hear Buster? He's
digging. What's your dog doing? Hey.
Okay. I think that's all we have.
The point of Game of Thrones is don't fall in love.
I think you can. I just think Danny was not the right person. I think the best... No, for Jon... He should have married Sansa.
Ew. Gross.
No. John, I liked his wife that was killed during the Red.
Oh, Ygritte?
Yes. No, not Ygritte. I didn't like Ygritte. The other one.
Rob's wife?
Oh, that was Rob's wife. I liked her.
Oh, I
for
didn't
John,
like
no.
her.
I liked her.
No, when she died, I was kind of happy.
Maybe he could have got with Melisandre.
Ugh, that's horrible.
No.
Gross. No. I was happy when she died, too.
Yeah. So I think this season and this episode really just shows how... But it was very extreme-like, right? For example, if you... You don't pick in life. You don't pick love versus career. You can pick both if you find that right person.
I can't be positive today, so I'm just going to let Zork talk.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, they made it seem like it's either... Daenerys or John and love, but it's not that way in life. I think if you find the right person, they'll support you in your career and they'll also make you a better person.
Is that why? But see, but Danny didn't support John.
No.
And he supported her. He bent the knee and
he was a little bitch, honestly.
He was, gosh. But isn't it interesting how we're calling him a little bitch, but how the role's been reversed? What would we say about Dani? Would we say she's a supportive wife, or a supportive girlfriend? Why can't John be so, you know? I don't know. Anyways, that just goes into a whole different topic.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you make a good point there. So if you reverse the roles, yeah, it would be different.
Yeah.
People would say something different, or I would say something different. So I agree. But it's finally over. And I'm actually relieved that it's over. Because these last few episodes, I was looking for this spectacular two nights of shows, and it was just okay, you know. But I was talking today at work. I'm like, you know, which show ever had a good finale? Do you know any show that had a good finale? How I Met Your Mother.
The Office.
No, it didn't. It was terrible. How I Met Your Mother was terrible.
Michael Scott came back.
Yeah. For me, it's just I didn't want it to end. That's my problem. Mm. Yeah. But I don't know if any other show. I mean, Downton Abbey, did it end well? Not really.
What did you not like about that ending?
I
don't remember what I didn't
like. I just
I'm complacent with it now.
I just don't like good shows ending. Maybe yeah. That's my point.
Ugh.
So I think what you should do, you should go home and find a new show. Maybe get on Hinge or Tinder.
No.
And go on a date. And he'll
no.
He'll get your mind right.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think that's it.
I think you need to let me grieve.
It's
been a day.
Oh my gosh. Fine.
Not even a day.
You need to go get a facial and a massage.
I'm going on vacation in 5 days.
Okay, fine. Didn't do that. Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'm like such a bummer today, but like it is what it is.
Yeah, we had plans, but things don't always work out, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
So that's it. So we just wanted to talk about life and Game of Thrones because that's my favorite show and obviously Emma's favorite show. But it's a lot of people in my work talked about it. I'm sure Emma's work talked about it.
One of my friends messaged me and was like, I'm on season 3. And I was said, and I replied back, well, you can stop watching it because it's not worth it.
No, but isn't ignorance bliss? Like, I wish I was in season 3 because then you would have like 5 more seasons to watch.
Yeah, only to like be disappointed at the end of it because fucking Bran gets the stupid throne.
But I think Bran deserved it. You know why? Because
Bran did nothing.
He did nothing. But they're saying, I was reading some article how like they're saying the past few episodes, Bran has done nothing. And why didn't they build his story up better? Why did he just appear at this last season and
because
just...
Because Bran was useless.
He was kind of useless. But I would have liked to... I would have liked one of the Stark girls to have gotten
at least my girl got like a crown and she became queen in the north.
Sansa Fierce.
These nicknames, by the way, are from Game of Thrones.
I can't wait to watch Game of Thrones whenever it comes out.
So he calls Grey Worm baby Barack Obama. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And Sansa Fierce.
What does he call that old guy? The old guy that like that hates Melisandre.
Ser Davos?
Yeah, what is he called?
Oh, gosh, it's I can't so remember.
Funny. It's like retired something or like... I forgot what it was.
I don't remember.
It's such a good show. I like that. I like that series. It's like a... I think it's on Funny or Die, guys, if you want to check it out.
It is Funny or Die. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So while Emma looks that up, you can't find it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we're going to go, guys. So we just wanted to update everyone on how Emma was feeling. And I honestly just wanted to hear Emma cry for 20 minutes.
I hate you so much.
And
you
so
finally got your wish of me crying on the stupid mm-hmm. show.
So what else do we have going on? We have lots of guests booked.
Yeah.
We may have the Flirt Academy on here or may not, which is Kim Seltzer, Brian Howie's friend and co-host on the Great Debate.
Yeah.
So I think they're coming in town. So if women out there, if you want to learn how to flirt,
yep.
There is a class called the Flirt Academy.
Yes.
And she has two sessions. So basically you go there and she teaches you how to like pick up guys, basically. All right, not necessarily pick up, but like conversate,
flirt, yeah,
flirt. So that's happening on the what is it?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah, it's happening.
So in Dallas, it's going to be June 18th, and then they're also going to hold another one in Addison on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's in Dallas specifically. So if you're in town, check it out, and we'll probably send more information out to everyone out there in the next few weeks, the next few recordings.
Yep.
Definitely on our Instagram and Twitter and all that. We'll put some information out about that class. And is Brian coming in town for that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that'd be cool. So that's happening. And then we always have meetups. So if you all are single in Dallas, or you all are new to Dallas, check out our meetup groups. It's called DFW Singles Professionals, or the other meetup group is called New to DFW.
Yep.
So check us out. And that's it for today. Emma, do you have any closing thoughts about Game of Thrones?
If you see me in the streets, just be nice to me. Ask me if you can give me a hug. And if I start crying, just pet my hair. Mm. It's okay.
And my closing thought is, I think Grey Worm would be a better man for Daenerys. That's all I can say.
I don't know. I feel so empty.
Oh my gosh. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to everyone soon. And bye.
Thanks for listening to The Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.